So there's an opportunity. I think the real story is what Paula mentioned, with significant, certainly financial aid and merit-based aid, we do have the opportunity, and through the PAP Honors Program, have been able to attract a very high-end set of very diverse students to the campus. And so I think that's really where we would continue to try. I don't think we have a target except to continually increase the academic quality of the students as we go forward.
So aid matters, and we need to keep that in mind.
Yes, aid does matter. And recruitment matters as well.
What about marketing? Does that matter too? Because again, as I try to sell this campus, this university, I say we're the best deal in town. Yeah. We're ranked, you know, pretty competitively with the other competitors, you know, outside of maybe the top two. We were ranked pretty competitively. So does marketing, does communication matter to attract some of these students?
Absolutely. And we are, we're thinking deeply about rebranding. And in fact, we've had an external consultant join us for a period of time to help us with our branding, because I think we're the best kept secret. The work and the caliber of the students and what we do here at UIC is we're a hidden gem, and we need to bring light to who we are and what we do and our contributions. So thank you for commenting.
Christoph, did you have...
Yeah, I'll talk about this briefly this afternoon in the PAP presentation, but I wanted to reinforce the point that it matters very much. Chicago is a ferocious recruitment ground for many universities, including very top-ranked private universities nationwide, who come and essentially cherry-pick excellent students. So in the PAP, as Provost Kaufman mentioned, we created this honors awards at twice the regular award, which itself was increased. And we saw a market increase in the quality of the students recruited. I'll show these numbers this afternoon. Clearly, competitive ed matters a lot. But it costs money.
There's a second.
Can I give Pam a second, and then we'll come back to you?
I was just going to make a suggestion for moving us along, because I know we've all had this material as a pre-read, and we've looked at it. And rather than read through every page, I think if you have marked things that are, you know, of particular significance, where we're, you know, way out of whack with our peer group or the areas of particular concern, otherwise this reading through every page is going to take too much time.
Okay. Well, I do have some observations.
That's for you, Chris. I mean, if you agree with that.
I think that's a much more efficient way to get through the program. You know, I could sit here and go through this stuff all day.
That worries me.
We know.
But he has gone through it. I think, Chairman Kennedy, you have reviewed this material twice. I believe, at least twice.
Yeah.
Because we had conversations. I can give you my take on some of the big issues, if you'd like, as it relates to the data, if you'd like that. I mean, it's your call.
Why don't we do it the most efficient way at this point? I think there's broad support for that.
Okay then. Let me go back to the categories. Just some issues. In my opinion, we must improve our retention and graduation rates. We haven't talked about the category related to outcomes. And I'm going to just give you what I think needs to be done. Our graduation retention rates, even though there has been, and Lon, you've been around for, I think, 25, 30 years, so you've seen the trajectory, you've seen that we're going in the right direction. But clearly, we were 54% graduation rate a few years ago, I believe 2012. We are now at 58% graduation rate. That's not good enough, even though it's the national average. And I looked at Vijit, my expert, on U.S. News and World Report and benchmarking, a 58% graduation rate, even for our country, is not good. So we have work to do there. And what we've done in response to our graduation rate is to launch a student success planning initiative where we are identifying best practices to make certain that our students are better prepared to succeed at UIC. We've even created a summer college so that students can come, get acclimated, begin to engage in advising, and et cetera.